For 2 days we visited these deep and deserted waters by means of our slanting fins. The Nautilus would do long diagonal dives that took us to every level, but on April 11 it rose suddenly, and the shore reappeared at the mouth of the Amazon River, a huge estuary whose outflow is so considerable it desalts the sea over an area of several leagues. We cut the equator. 20 miles to the west lay Guiana, French territory, where we could easily have taken refuge. But the wind was blowing a strong gust, and the furious billows would not allow us to face them in a mere skiff. No doubt Ned Land understood this, because he said nothing to me. For my part, I made no allusion to his escape plans, because I didn't want to push him into an attempt that was certain to misfire. I was readily compensated for this delay by fascinating research. During those 2 days of April 11 to 12, the Nautilus didn't leave the surface of the sea, and its trawl brought up a simply miraculous catch of zoophytes, fish, and reptiles. Some zoophytes were dredged up by the chain of our trawl. Most were lovely sea anemone belonging to the family Actinidia, including, among other species, the Phytalis protexta, native to this part of the ocean, a small cylindrical trunk adorned with vertical lines, mottled with red spots and crowned by a wondrous blossoming of tentacles.